Welcome to Anime Out of Context, a comedy review show where a man completely immersed in anime culture torments his co-host, who is only allowed to watch the shows featured here. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/animeoutofcontext. Alongside over 100 hours of exclusive bonus material, all episodes uploaded to Patreon are completely ad-free, even to non-patrons. Thank you for listening, and enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Anime Out of Context, the show where I attempt to explain the sometimes weird, sometimes wonderful, but always hilarious world of anime.
And I'm feeling like a solid 7 out of 10.
I'm Sean Rollins.
I'm Remington Chase.
All right, Remington. We've had some time to recover.
I know, the question on everybody's mind, is the gas leak still going on? Only one way to find out, folks.
Let's get straight into it. And Remington, it's gotta be said, last episode made me do some last minute changes as to what we were going to be doing this week.
Namely, we're not covering an anime this week. After the last episode, you're sending me to therapy.
Oh, Rem, we don't have enough patrons to do that. I can't even afford my own therapy. You kidding me?
Oh, man.
No, Remington. But one thing that could theoretically solve our situation. Rem, you know what we're missing in our lives right now?
Each other.
Well, I mean, there's that. But I was thinking God. We could use some God.
You know what? Of course. We always do, baby. We always do.
Yeah, I know. Whether it's the big JC or somebody else, we just need a little bit of God right now, I think. As two deeply unreligious men, I feel like after last week, maybe a little God as a treat, you know?
Sure. So, okay. So we're watching the Jesus anime.
Not quite. It's nothing so direct. The anime we're going to be watching this week is simply titled, I'm just going straight into it because, I mean, you know, the premise is pretty straightforward. It's an anime called Temple, Remington.
Okay.
Yep. The full title is, that is both the Japanese and English title. So the full Japanese title is Tempuru, No One Can Live on Loneliness.
Is it about an incel who finds God who then helps him find women?
It is not. Though, I feel like that anime might exist. In fact, I think it might have aired recently. I'd have to double check, but there is an anime that has a shockingly similar presence.
Premise, God. Even.
Like, I mean, granted, that anime I think is played off as like a full comedy and like parody of the genre.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, that is shockingly close to an anime.
Oh, no. All right, well, what's this one?
This one is a simple anime about our main character, Akemitsu Akagami.
Okay.
And he is, he was taught from a young age that living alone is not what humans are meant to do. Like, being alone in general, right?
Sure. We're social creatures.
We're very social creatures, even though there are some days where it doesn't seem like it. Especially when people are talking about me on the internet, it seems. The amount of times people are like, man, he just needs to go outside and touch grass.
I'm just trying to figure out if this is going to be a wholesome slice of life anime or if it's going to be a harem anime. Because those are two roads diverged into a yellow wood, Sean. And...
Yeah, and Frost isn't here to answer the question, is he?
Yeah, so those are the two possibilities I see. Maybe there's a third option available, but I think just those two.
Yep. This advice, while is integral to the core of his beliefs, his father is unfortunately wasn't that great of a person. Like, this was like the best part of advice he could offer. And
is his father dead or absent?
Well, a little bit of both, you know, a little bit of both is a treat.
Yeah.
And he wants everything in his power to not be like his father, because his father essentially, you know, basically doing everything in the exact opposite of that advice. You know, it's very much like a smoker telling you not to smoke type of situation, even though they go through like a pack a day. And that can be unfortunate for a young individual. And he decides that he's not going to be like his father at all, and instead wants to go and become a priest at a temple instead. You know, the exact opposite of how he views his father, essentially.
Sure.
Yep, and this story is about him attending this temple. It's a very run-down temple as well, right? Like, it's out of the way. It's going out. It's having a hard time keeping up funding and such, because I don't know how much you know about Japanese. A lot of temples get their funding from people visiting for prayers and donations and things of that nature. This temple itself isn't exactly doing well. And part of him joining this temple is him working with the people that live there and the family that runs it to, you know, get it back on its feet and actually make it a proper, well-respected temple in the way, while also living up to his ideals as a priest that he wants to be.
All right. It's going to be horny, because I don't think this is going to be a story about finding brotherhood in your fellow man with the other monks. Like, that kind of story, that ain't anime.
Anime
doesn't give a fuck about that. You know what? What's going to happen? You're going to have it, like, okay. Here's what it is. Boom. Become a monk. Oh, nice and devout. Oh no, for some reason, horny woman wants to make him break his monkly vows or whatever. and tempt him. Either advertently or inadvertently, but I'm feeling like it'll be intentional. And it's all about him being like, oh no, I don't want this at all. Whoops. Then, and bullshit like that. That's what it's going to be, and I'm going to hate it, and I'm so goddamn confident. I see it like in front of me. I see the path ahead, and I'm like, god damn it. Like, this is the horror movie, and I'm looking ahead, and I'm like, well, that the spooky thing is right behind that tree. Like, I know it's going to pop out. I know it's there. It's not fooling me.
I don't know what you're talking about, Rem.
God damn it, I'm right. God damn it! Son of a bitch!
Remington, I've been nothing but nice to you recently. Why would you accuse me of such a thing?
A couple people mentioned in the Discord, wow, Sean, it's been real nice to Remington lately, and all of a sudden Sean's like, damn, I have. Need to fix that.
Remington, you love studying religion.
I don't think we're going to be doing a lot of studying with this show, Sean.
Well, you got to learn about, you know, a little bit of Buddhist prayer, as it were.
Buddhist prayer and bodily anatomy, you know, what a great pair.
You know, it's all about, you know, living in the present, Remington.
Look me in the eyes and tell me there's no jiggle physics in this temple, Sean.
How would you define jiggle physics? You know, you gotta have some qualifiers in order to properly give a description, as it were.
So is there one main woman, or is it a full-ass harem? Because it can go either way, then.
There is a cute cat.
All right, continue elucidating the synopsis for our lovely listener, Sean, but
that's basically all you need to know, Rem. Like, I think we basically covered the broad strokes of it.
Yeah, we already...
It's a young man going to a temple to find himself. So what if there was a weird off collaboration with Rent-A-Girlfriend? That's not relevant.
What?
Anyways, without further ado, let's go watch the first three episodes of Temple!
Excuse me?
And we are back after watching three whole episodes of the summer 2023 anime Temple, or Tempuru. No one can live on loneliness. And Remington, was it the religious experience we needed to recover from last week's episode, or was it not as enlightening as you could have hoped for?
Sean, I think we have to fight. I think looking at the options, you know, I've been thinking, I've been contemplating, and I think it's down to fisticuffs. I think that
wait, we have to go blow to blow.
Yeah, I think that's the only option left. A little bare knuckle brawl.
That's going to be a little difficult to do since we're, you know, recording a podcast in completely different parts of the state. But, you know, like...
Hey, man, I'll find my way on over as soon as we finish recording.
As soon as we're done, you're going to come down and beat my ass, is what you're saying. Oh, God. Can we at least sell tickets to the event?
Yeah. theoretically, it'll be, you know, a fair fight in the abstract, so... Mm-hmm. It'll be fine.
Look, we both suck at fighting in very different ways, so who knows? Maybe it evens out.
Yeah, who knows?
The amount of times we've avoided fights by using our words should show that if we actually do get into a physical altercation, it's not going to turn out well for either of us, probably. Like,
oh, God. Sean, I just... I don't know, maybe instead, like, I hogtie you and treat you like a piñata. I mean, you hurt me, and it's only fair. There needs to be some sense of cosmic justice.
Well, if you think about it, Rem, I have been incredibly nice to you previously, so much so that people are like, ah, man, Sean's really lost his edge, and I kind of took that personally. I kind of took that a little personally.
Oh, and thus I am the victim. All right, I guess we can talk about it.
Don't blame me. Blame all the people who are like, ah, he's been too nice to Rem lately. Been too nice.
I will blame all of you.
The collective. The collective of our audience and me. I see. What about Dylan? Do you gonna blame him?
Sure, why not?
Okay, cool.
So this anime has one hell of a start, where we have a flashback to when our protagonist was but a young boy, right? Mm-hmm. A little like 5-year-old, and he's talking to his dad, and his dad is like, son, you're gonna realize that all life is about is fucking women. That's it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
In fact, I care not for you, son.
He really doesn't. he really doesn't.
And obviously you're mom is out of the picture, and so the dad put no effort into the actual relationship, was just there for sex. And so it's like, son, lovely 5-year-old son, I'm going to leave you to travel the world, mm-hmm. and have sex with women.
Mm-hmm.
You should do the same. which is wild.
It is an insane thing to tell a child.
Yeah, I don't know how to, like, fully process that. It's a lot. It's a lot.
But hey, look, on the bright side, he processed it in the best way possible by absolutely despising his old man.
Sure. So, then we cut to the intro of the show, which is insanely horny as well. And we meet properly our main character, Akagami. Akagami, we see him now, years later, at he's like 21, 23, something like that. And he's like, I need no women, alright? He basically has trauma from his dad abandoning him and ruining his family's reputation, something that he has been shackled with his whole life. And he recognizes those tendencies within himself, which, hey, good self-awareness, bud. And so through this trauma and through this recognition of the self, he instead radically goes the other way, which is not the healthiest route, but like, no. I get it. He works at Lonely Mart. That's a true fact. That's
mm-hmm.
that is his that's his job.
I mean, in a way, aren't we all working at Lonely Mart?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
The great metaphorical Lonely Mart. He ends up seeing a girl who he thinks is pretty, and that kind of breaks his horny sobriety, and so he decides to skip school, skip work, party all day and all night, presumably, like, ogle women and shit. Basically, that's all it took for his life to spiral.
Mm-hmm.
He fails his classes, he gets fired from his job. It turns out what I thought were extreme measures of basically trying to ignore women at all costs. Actually, you know what? I give him credit. He knew himself better than I did.
You know, it's once you have that first hit, you know, like, it's...
Yeah, as it turns out, literally one glance at a cute girl and he will ruin his whole life. Not with this girl, mind you. Like, he's not trying to find this girl. That's just got him going. And so, yeah, maybe he should abstain. Maybe he cannot live in a society with women. It's just impossible for the fucker. So this bitch, he decides, okay, the only reasonable course of action is to become a monk, and that way I will only be around dudes. There we go. Pretty reasonable. Unfortunately, the Buddhist shrine and temple he goes to has been transformed into a nunnery.
Yeah.
And so there, it's just a bunch of women, a great variety of women, almost as if, I don't know, you could almost call it like a broad selection of a harem or something like that.
Interesting.
He shows up there, and let's see, how do we describe the back half of this episode?
I would describe it personally, like, if you're asking for my personal opinion, Remington, and I mean, this is a collaborative podcast in a lot of ways.
Yeah, of course.
I would describe it as tropey, horny nonsense bordering on sexual assault.
There's definitely sexual assault there. And, like, it starts out, like, relatively sympathetic. Look, Akagami, he is both victim and perpetrator, all right?
Yep.
As often is the case, it does both.
Look, if there was ever a harem protagonist that needed strong therapy.
God, this boy desperately needs it.
Yeah.
And so this bitch, he shows up to the temple, and he sees the girl, the cute girl. He learns her name is Yuzuki. Her clothes are just falling off. He declares that he loves her. Homeboy needs goddamn therapy. Then he goes to save, I think, a cat? I think it's a cat. That fell down a well.
Mm-hmm.
And a series of unfortunate events, he gets fucked up, he comes back, spooks the girls that are in there, which is Yuzuki and now Tsukio. Thank God I wrote these down, because, man. They also, alright, so we've started on the names. There's Karage and Kagura, and that's just there to fuck me, alright?
You specifically.
Yeah, that's designed to mess with me. I don't know which one's which. And I'm just, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Weebs, if at any point I'm talking about one of them throughout this episode, and you're like, actually, it's not Karage he's talking about, it's Kagura, it doesn't, fuck you. Fuck off. It doesn't matter. I cannot emphasize, I do not care about being wrong about that. And so Tsukio arrives with Yuzuki. They get spooked by our protagonist. Our protagonist falls. Oh no, he's fallen on, I think, Tsukio. And he doesn't just fall. He does the fall boob grab, you know, that you see so often in tropey anime. But it gets so much worse.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because the fucker starts thrusting. Homie?
Yeah.
You can have the horny plausible deniability that they go for in these tropes. Of it's like, whoops, oh, what an awkward position we find ourselves in. The second you start thrusting, you lose all of that plausible deniability. Now, that's bona fide sexual assault. No ambiguity about it. There's no discussion to be had. It continues. Other girls show up, and similar series of misfortunate and horny events occurs.
You've seen it once. You've seen it all before. I think the most frustrating thing is the fact that this came out in the year of our Lord 2023.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some weird drama. They go about this such a weird way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because after they attack him to unconsciousness because they're panicked.
And honestly, fair, I would say.
Yeah, like, pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
He wakes up, he explains himself, they explain it to him, and they're like, okay, well, you know, due to the circumstances, we can let you train here for a little while. But he's like, no, I can't, I'm not gonna, and so he leaves. But then Yuzuki shows up and's like, hey, there's no more buses for the rest of the night, so you can come stay. But then they learn that his dad borrowed a bunch of money from the temple and never paid it back, and they're broke as hell now. And so now he needs to work off his father's debt through, I guess, indentured servitude. That's yep. the route they go. That is, oh, so, then in episode two, a couple of them plan to seduce him to then kick him out. So to be abundantly clear, so this is a comedy harem anime, right?
It's supposed to be, at least.
You see, the comedy arises because it's inherently funny when a man carrying a lot of familial trauma and recognizes that trauma within himself and how that has shaped his habits, and he wants to change, but that change is stifled by horny shenanigans where he is both a victim and perpetrator of sexual assault on the reg. So as you can tell, absolutely hilarious premise. I could hardly contain my laughter through the description. And some people might say, hey, Remington, you're taking it too seriously. To them, I say, listen here. What are you doing listening to this podcast? Go open up whatever hentai website you already have on your second monitor. Just, you don't need to be here.
Okay, I will say, I don't think you should be listening to this podcast while simultaneously watching hentai, because that is basically the same thing as you treating us as the hentai, and I don't know if I'm okay with that. I don't know. I don't know if I want people turning us on.
Hey, to turn themselves on. To our lovely listeners, you have my permission to use Sean as your hentai. You have my permission. It's okay. It's okay.
Hold on.
It's fine.
Hold on. What happened to your big speech?
They have permission. They have permission now. That's consent.
Isn't the person involved supposed to be the one consenting, Rem? What happened to your big speech about consent in general that we just had?
You know that meme of, like, I consent for getting someone, and it's Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as a guy who looks vaguely like Jesus, I interpret that meme as meaning that only Jesus's consent matters, and thus I can tell people that you consent. I can.
We are so canceled. We are so canceled.
At least on your behalf.
Oh, so just for me specifically, you're the Jesus in all my relationships.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say it right now, Remington. If we get a bigger fan base and we go to more conventions and you happen to be there, you're going to put me in so much danger if you set that precedent. I will be in so much goddamn danger.
So what you're saying is, hey, lovely listeners, go tell a friend about this podcast if you want Sean to end up in all sorts of silly, horny shenanigans.
I don't like that. I'm regretting everything.
Which, as we've learned, it's peak comedy, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, boy.
Episode two, some of the girls plan to seduce him to kick him out, but then so they decide on that plan and then they don't implement it immediately.
Nope.
which so often the show will be like, all right, this is what's gonna happen next, and then it'll like interrupt itself. It'll interrupt its own story. It's kind of like, you know, very very fittingly, it's kind of like Genesis in the Bible.
Oh, God.
Where you'll often get dual accounts of something, especially early on, like Adam and Eve, creation of everything, et cetera. You'll get these dual narratives that are just kind of smushed on top of each other. And it's like, oh, this is strange. Why is it told like this? And it's like, oh, yeah, it's just an awkward merging of two separate but similar narratives. That's what this feels like.
Mm.
So you have it right there, folks. Temple is a biblical experience.
Well, for one thing's for certain, it definitely made Remington want to force me to meet God. I know that much.
It's true. So they're like, all right, so we're going to seduce him, and then Yuzuki is going to see him in a weird position, and she's going to want to kick him out, despite her not having authority. Theoretically, if she has the authority, we would have the authority. Also, we got permission from, like, the head nun, like, she's in on the plan, so theoretically, we could just do that. Oh, but we don't want Yuzuki to feel bad, but we do, inherent in our plan of seduction, want to make her feel bad. So shut up, I guess.
So you're saying it's not well thought out?
It's not well thought out, and you know, maybe that's why they, after deciding, alright, this is the plan, ignore it completely. That they try to bully him by making him do a bunch of work, which was already, that was the previous plan. That was, he already had to do a bunch of work.
Mm-hmm.
That's not, what the fuck? So it's like plan A, or instead, what if we did plan B? So we did plan A. It's like, what are we doing? What are we doing here? That doesn't work. He's super good at all chores, as it turns out. There is one, I feel like these creators, if they gave a shit about making a good show,
mm-hmm.
they could have done something. Because there's like a pretty solid running joke about how Akagami, he's just had so many different odd jobs, right? That he's like, oh yeah, I learned this and I got really good at it before getting fired.
Yeah.
Like, he's just a wreck and a menace to himself, so he's bounced around a lot, but he's learned a lot of skills. That's a fun little character trait. It's not enough. It's so far from being enough, but it shows that if they actually gave a shit, then this maybe if this was a slice of life comedy, there's an alternate world where it's good. But it's not. It's the priority here is being horny. Some shows, it's a secondary priority, or at least like an equal priority. This is the main one for Temple. It is above and away the primary goal here. So then they do the seduction plan, and it's like, oh no, but it's going wrong. But not really. It goes exactly as planned.
Mm-hmm.
There's just one comment about it going wrong while it is going to plan. So weird. It's mm-hmm. so weird. Mm-hmm. It's as if somebody was handed this script, right? Somebody who did not write it. And they were told, you have 5 minutes. Revise it now. And so they did. But they didn't. They did like half of a revision draft, right? And so they just fixed a few pieces. And they were like, ah, shit, is that, did I make it better? It's like, I don't know, you changed it in some parts. Mm-hmm. There's no cohesion from one thing to the next. The seduction plan, oh, it works perfectly. Oh, but then it doesn't. I don't know, it's all bullshit. I don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
He leaves again, but then they bring him back again. In two episodes, this has happened like 3 times. Come on!
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then the lolly tricks him into peeping on the girls. Why is the show the way it is?
Ram, if I knew the answer to that, I wouldn't be showing it to you.
Episode 3. Mia challenges Akagami to a duel with actual swords and threatens to castrate him if he loses. But then, oh no, horny nonsense boob grab, he wins. So he gets to punish her sexually. And so, weird bullshit around that. I'm not even going to explain how that resolves, because I don't feel comfortable doing that.
Nor should you. There's a reason, like, you know, I gave you the bare minimum for this show, right? Like,
But we learned that Mia is actually has the exact same backstory as Akagami. Literally, 1-to-1. Oh no, me and my horny family that's ruined my reputation and traumatized me. And then they're like, maybe we can be horny together and fight it. I don't know, man. That doesn't sound like a great... It's two people coming together, right? They've both got their 1 week chip, right? And they're like, man, every time I'm around you, I just want to take a drink. Let's do it together, man. Let's fight this together. I don't know. You gotta separate yourself from harmful environments for shit like that.
They're not getting welcome back to AA anytime soon, that's for certain.
Like, this is not how I would suggest rehabilitation of anything at all. And then there's a bit about matchmaking with another girl. It doesn't matter. I don't give a shit. It's each episode also strangely, what they want to do is like create a nice cliffhanger at the end of their episodes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But how they do this is the weirdest, worst way of doing this, where they will, each episode will be the last half of one episode, followed by the first half of another.
Mm.
And so they'll leave a cliffhanger because it more or less ends in the middle of an episode. But that's such a weird way to do it. So every episode has a full story, but it's the ending of the last one, the beginning of the next. Why is that the structure? What's going on? Who made these decisions?
That would be Studio Gecko.
Look, Studio Gecko, what the fuck, man? I am so confused. It doesn't make sense because it's not, like, polished enough or high budget enough for this, but it so much feels like it was written by committee, right? And not a talented committee, just a committee that had to keep making changes and doing bullshit, and so you end up with, like, a weird cluttered mess that it's a Frankenstein script, right?
Yeah, I will
it's
also a point out, they've only made 7 other anime since being founded in 2017, and 2 of them are temple related, so.
Well, you know, hey, Studio Gecko.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time to try other things.
To pack it up. Maybe choose a different option.
Maybe this ain't it. Because good God, it lacks any degree of talent. Mm-hmm. Like there's just not. They try to do the most, like, stereotypical cookie-cutter harem bullshit tropes. And then they do so in a mundane and poorly structured and with awkward dialogue. Like, it's just a mess. It's just a mess. If you were trying something new, right? Mm-hmm. Or I could feel like there's a lot of heart behind it, then I can accept being rough around the edges. That's all right. Look at you trying new things, or I can see that there's still a lot of heart behind it, even if it's not quite up to snuff with the degree of polish. But if you're creating this vacuous, commercialized, stereotypical product in the first place, and you still fuck that up, I have no sympathy. Fuck you!
Well, hey, maybe there's some hope for Studio Gecko in the future, because they just released a new anime. And it's their best one yet in terms of MAL ratings.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's sitting at a 7.11 right now.
Guys, Studio Gecko, you gotta stop. Guys. That can't be your heavy hitter. That can't be it.
It's still airing, and it only has, like, 3 episodes right now, so who knows? Maybe it'll have a chance to go higher and higher, you know? But, like, you know, that's a... So far, it's their heavy hitter with only 3 episodes.
Studio Gecko, I say this because I care about you, all right? For your own well-being, stop. You're hurting society. You're hurting me. You're hurting anybody who comes into contact with the media you create. You don't need to do that. You don't need to put in effort to harm the world. It's unnecessary.
Well, maybe we'll just have to visit their newest one and see if it is deserving of its higher
Fuck
star.
Fuck you! Fuck you!
Would you believe if I told you it seems to have a seemingly wholesome premise in comparison to this one?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't even know what that would mean in this context.
Eh, well, hey. You know, we'll save that for the future. I'll watch those 3 episodes that are out right now and tell you what I think later. And if it'll make a good episode, it'll be good enough. So Temple didn't quite.
Of course it didn't.
You didn't have the come to God experience you were hoping for.
I guess the most impressive thing was that they changed out their outros. There was more effort put into that than literally anything else.
Yeah, that does make sense. That does make sense. So, Rem, if you had to guess, what do you think the MAL score for Temple is? Since I kind of gave you the little hint of what the top of the pack is.
Yeah, so I know that it's less than 7.11, which is, thank goodness.
Yep.
If it was any higher than that, I would lose my mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so empty. It's so soulless and poorly done, but also a lot of weebs are horny. I'm going to guess a 6.73.
All right, is that your final answer?
Yeah, I think weebs are not about it.
All right. Well, Remington, 2023's Temple has only 36,000 ratings, so Not a whole lot of people watched it, but enough to, you know, make a difference. But Temple is sitting nice and pretty with a score of 6.72.
Oh, right there! I was gonna say 6.72!
But you didn't, is the thing. You were so close to banging it out properly.
So close.
Poor choice of words. But the point still stands. So damn close. And yeah, LRM, the general consensus is that this anime is hot garbage.
It very much is. Guys, there are websites dedicated to what you're looking for.
And that focus on it in a better way.
Yeah, like you'll find more of what you like and better quality. There's no need. Look, just to anime creators, stop lying. stop being so dishonest. All right.
Well, speaking of dishonesty, some of these reviews definitely need to do some self introspection. For example, this is the first line of this positive review. They gave it an 8 out of 10. First of all.
Uh huh.
And the first line of this review is, Temple is an anime that will make you laugh and warm your heart.
Warm your heart? Excuse me?
Granted, they only watched 11 out of the 12 episodes, so, you know, maybe the jury's still out.
They couldn't quite make it to the finale.
No, they couldn't quite finish it. Maybe they do that thing that I know a lot of people do where it's like, ah, shit, if I watch the last episode, then that means it's over, so I'm just not going to watch it. which essentially just makes it end sooner rather than later. Like,
oh, fuck.
It's very flawed logic. But yeah, no, and...
Yeah, because truly people need to preserve and sustain the feeling you get when you watch Temple.
This one makes even less sense to me. This one's the first line of this says, Temple was a pleasant surprise for me. And then they gave it a 5 out of 10. With the recommended tag. So it's like, oh yeah, this is a pleasant surprise. 5 out of 10.
Oh, what an enigma.
Some of the people on this site fascinate me, Remington.
Maybe they thought it was out of 5, or maybe they just have weird standards.
Yeah, I wish I could tell you. Like, some of these reviews are concerning. The top review just says, old weebs, your time has come. And I'm like,
what does that mean?
I don't know. Like, they're saying, it's like, oh man, it's just like the anime from the mid-2010s, and I'm like, that's bad.
Oh, see, I interpreted it kind of as the exact opposite. Mm. I thought it was more of a, you're out of here, old man, with your old anime. Now the new breed is here, the new generation of anime, and
no.
Temple is bringing it in, the new gen.
Yeah, no, that's, That is not the case. They recommended it and gave it an 8 out of 10. So I don't know what's going on with people. I will say, though, a lot of people responded with the raised eyebrow emoji because they're like, are you sure? Look, the people with half a brain are very much not a fan of this series, and it kind of shows based on the scaling of the reviews. But it is who, like, Rem, look, let it not be said that I've lost my touch and I don't know how to throw a punch. Metaphorically speaking, of course, physically, it's not going to go well, as we discussed
well,
earlier.
We're going to see.
You're going to rush over here. You're going to hike so many miles just to beat my ass.
We're nearing the end of the episode, and I'm putting on my shoes now. I'm getting ready.
So I guess the final
You're quite a ways away, and I am just gonna be sprinting my way over, so it'll be like the middle of the night. I'm just, you're gonna be asleep, and your door is going to smash open and just start wailing on you.
Yeah, no, you're just gonna make your way here Terminator 2 style. It's gonna be fucking horrifying. Like, stiff-armed and everything. It is the stuff of nightmares. So before that can happen, and I have to make some preparations, Rem, any chance you want to watch a little bit more Temple in the future?
Fuck off. Fuck out of here.
So with that in mind, thank you all so much for tuning in. If you enjoy Remington suffering, just in general, and me too a little, I didn't like watching this show, I can't imagine most people did, then please head on over to wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a review. They mean the world to us and we do read every single one. And if that is not enough for you, you can head on over to twitch.tv/animeoutofcontext where myself, Dylan, and Remington occasionally play video games very poorly. And I have been pretty consistent lately. I've been doing minimum 2 streams a week for like the past month, which is...
Hell yeah.
Pretty good for me. Pretty good for me. My neurodivergence hasn't conquered me yet. But if that is still not enough for you, you can head on over to patreon.com/animeoutofcontext where you gain access to all kinds of lovely bonus material, including having the opportunity to be thanked live on the podcast. So, Rem, who are we thanking this week?
Well, as always, we would like to send our regards to all of our bland bitch protagonists, as well as our magical girls, who we really appreciate. But moving on, we get to our yandere waifus, who are... you're making us just watch this show, brother.
It fucking sucks. It is a special kind of torture, isn't it?
And on the list we have, my name is First Now Bitch, sorry, I was just overly excited, you're not a bitch, please don't hurt me, Zombie Stomp, Xanax, Yummy Yummy Cummy Cummy in My Tummy Yummy Cummy, Yandere Nico, Why Sean, Where's Our DBZ Review, You Ginger Fuck, Wes Kane, Walk Me Home Gently, Viva La Haruhi Revolution, Call to Arms, Fellow Worshippers of Haruhiism, Utah Number 1, Unhinged Tracks, Tum Yum Cum, Totally God's Angel, Titan CNH, This Show is a Ploy to Get Joe Biden Re-Elected. They say this Neko Misaka is bad Emoto, shut your mouth, but I'm talking about Misaka, we can dig it. The Susanator, the pocket big hole you need in your pocket. The Flying Spaghetti Monster, the Danish Viking will conquer the world with Runor Zoro as my navigator. The Capybara begins to wonder if her Gojo obsession is unhealthy after getting a tattoo of him. Turban, Super Zoo, Stacy's mom, Spoonman wants to dance but has no EDM music, drop the album, Rem, Spoonman, Fighter of the Knife Man, Snakey Pie, Smoochies for the DM, please, Shrek is love, Shrek is life, Shoujo Addict, who doesn't need help, just more manga to read and anime to watch, Sean wants to give Spoonman a thank and yank, Sean told me to fuck my sister and now my family won't talk to me, Sean ruined my happy sugar life when he forced me to drink his special white syrup and made my tummy hurt.
I beg Sean your pardon?
Don't worry about it, Sean. Sean puts the bar in Cappy, the Spoon Man comes. Sean, if we made a Dylan block, what things can we say to make things weird and funny? You gotta search within for those answers.
Yeah, search within yourself. What makes the boy uncomfortable? We're not gonna give his secrets out.
Sean had a last that could go all night, but he got out of breath when he had to blow her up. Sean, can we get a mind game review? Sean can do these nuts. Seraphim the Shark plushie. Sigourney Cat, that's what she said. Say hi to the people saying hi to Haley. Say hi to that guy's fiance. I think it's Haley. Ross Palmer, Riku the Dawn Hero. Rhiannon Williams, Remington is right. Rem will conquer the world with his Pui Pui Molkar army. Rem uses the drums of liberation to free all weebs from bad anime. Rem hit rock bottom, is still on top of Sean. Rem doesn't completely hate my favorite shows. Pro tips out of context, next time someone tells you the government wouldn't do that, oh yes they would, they already have. Professor Fox, Pacwell Musico, Onichi Ichi 10 out of 10 family show, No Waifu No Laifu, 907, Nick, Necophiliac, Phil, feels philosophical feeling felines, Necrodancer 1415, musical episode guy here with Spoon Man to say thanks for the second musical episode, Makeika 7 Hirto, Mermicorn Fire, making fake mal accounts so I can rate Forest Fairy 5, 10 out of 10. Macaroni a Cheese Ha, Link Joke Girl, Leave Insanity. Leave it to Rem to link Jesus Christ to Pui Pui Molkar, I hope we meet in the next life. Kylo, King Rich Rock, Cassidy, just watch SAO Alice Underworld Part 2 Episode 1, yikes, Jergidius, Josh D, Jax, Jam Hands, Icon Scout, I will never get more Ace of the Diamond, now I cry. I was hoping Rem would dislike Eva more than he did and validate my opinion. I tried manscaping with a straight edge razor. I dream of Pui Pui, I can't believe I made an account for this. Hey Sean, can you cover Loveless for the Cats? Glenn Michael Dolan, Ginger Weeb, Fern the guy who did the thing that one time. Farmer Weeb's hot take of the week. Haley's just a mid-fiancé as she doesn't believe in Spoon Man or Pui Pui Molkar conspiracy. Fantide, Erica McCorkle. Do you accept the Spoon Man as your lord and savior? Danielle Riot. Daddy Rem, tell me a bedtime story. Country Fred Goth has emerged from her depression cocoon and decided to change her name. Cheese Monkey, Celestial Fox. Cat girls are best girls, so give them cute little paws. Castlevania, though, guys. Brock Hart for Geodudes. Blake Star, Burt Bartholomew Flem. Bento Kato, a bi girl seeking tickets to Yamfest. Been a while since I've changed my name on here, but I got the third 4.0. I can't believe it. I'm also changing my major from funeral. Arnold Melgoreo, Angel for a Good Cause. And every day that raven comes to visit. Amazing Muffin. All hail Pui Pui All hail Pui Pui Philosopher King. AJ Tunnels, Aisha Gudgy, Adele Girl, Dot. Now we move on to Boy Wizard. Tell them what they're going to get, Sean.
Oh, man. They are... they are going to get... You know, I'm going to keep it simple. They're going to get a temple to go to.
Perfect, perfect.
And so think about what they've done, quite frankly.
Yes, to ponder. Vincent Calabrese.
They're going to get Kanji Zaiji.
That mouse girl.
A Heiji.
T-R-U-M-P, T-R-U-M-P. Sean, what does that spell? It spells asshole.
Nanzoin.
Tails Williams is protected by Dr. Jones.
Sho Fukuji.
Silent Secondary.
Jo Tenji.
Scourge, best 20 bucks spent, LMAO.
Anichiji.
Ryan and Milena want to play Pathfinder.
Ehoji.
Roscop.
Sho Genji.
Remington is the cult leader of the Patreon.
Shoji.
Remington Chase's laugh is my favorite sound.
I don't know if you could tell, but temples have very similar names.
Yeah, I'm realizing that. Really, really creates some compelling Patreon content.
Look, man. It's a show with Buddhist temples. I'm giving them Buddhist temples. Butsuji. But it does look like Butsuji, which...
Butsuji! Rem, the manga for So I'm a Spider doesn't have any of the Magic Academy bullshit.
Ah, for a bit of a different twist. Myo-o-in.
And oh, Ray Kumiko, thanks Sean for putting up with his antics. Thanks Dylan for all his hard work editing the podcast. We'll continue to support the show with multiple accounts. He's now hoping for Sean to show Ramatori Bochi no Marumaru Sekatsu.
Jesus, okay. You get Antaiji, Chokoji, Engyoji, Horinji, and Honji, I believe.
Perfect.
Yeah, there
you go. Nightshade Blade wants to gush over magical girls.
Ichijoji.
Netier aber waren sie schon mal in Baden-Württemberg.
Jodoji in Ono.
Monogatari is everything you guys say you like in an anime. This week they do some things very different way.
Kakurinji in Kakogawa.
Mike.
Sagamiji.
Miguel De Leon.
Taisanji in Kobe.
Latino's currently 21 and his 423rd anime was The Apothecary Diaries. I love tasting rem, I mean poison. Sean Rollins, 2023.
I mean, in a way, Rem is kind of a poison in some ways. Chusonji.
Kugor.
Motsuji.
It's just that spy guy.
Motoyamaji.
Drew, you said my name thrice, so you doom.
Okuboji.
Decade one of all father making Patreon accounts until Sean chose Remington Dragon Pilot.
Sanuki Kokubanji.
Daniel Ashley.
Yashimaji.
Crosskirk.
Zetsuji.
Crimson Reapers just because of the scythes.
Engakuji.
Carver 271.
Hokokuji.
Blood Cell here to remind you that white blood cells are inferior. You need the red ones to thank and yank anyways.
Kenchoji.
Beethoven 1201.
The Big Hole.
Hey. Anonymous.
Kotokuin.
Anime mashup for the week. Mobile Suit Salaryman.
Sojiji.
And Animated Z.
Zuiganji.
Now we move on to the inappropriate Joey Wheeler tier. Where, Is that going too far? Probably.
If you have to stop yourself, it probably is, Ren. Like, I think that in and of itself is kind of a key point of, yeah, that's probably not going to cut the mustard there, bud.
All the ideas I'm coming up with are...
horrifically offensive?
Yeah, just not usable.
Yeah.
Everybody, okay.
Man, those eggshells are very fragile, as it turns out. A little hard to walk on them.
Well, I mean, because the two things to really go off of are like horny harem and religion. And yeah, that's like, a hell of a
both
thing.
Both ain't great. Both ain't great, if I'm honest.
Where Sean Rollins as Joey Wheeler will give you a religion to be horny for, and I will tell you why you're horny for them. That's where we're going.
That's the best option of the lot, gang. That let me tell you right now.
Somehow, all the others were worse.
Yeah.
So we start out with Swedish Weeb recommend redo of Healer.
All right. Please don't cancel us for this. You're gonna get Catholicism.
And the reason you love that self-flagellating guilt. You get off on it because You've been so naughty. Can I say that? I don't know.
I don't know if you can, but hey, you know, here we are.
Sean won't compliment my jugs, but former weeb's wife will play them like bongos.
Oh, God.
Some inter-patron horny.
Yeah. Wait, I found a loophole. Rem, I found a loophole. Whoa.
Oh, yeah, all right, let's hear it.
Fictional religions.
Hey!
So sorry for the first person who got Catholicism.
Just one person is going to get Catholicism.
Yeah.
The rest are going to be fictional.
Look, I thought of the idea as soon as I looked at the list of other religions. I was like, well, I don't mind making fun of Catholicism usually because, like, oh, you know, shit. White people. But hey,
let's. People.
I mean, hey, that's what we are. So, you know, we got a little bit of wiggle room there. All right. The Bene Gesserit from Dune.
And you're horny for them because just like them, you're a little freak. Next up, we got Rowdy-O.
You are a follower of the Gods of Chaos from the Warhammer setting.
You love the spontaneity and the unpredictability. Who the fuck knows what they're gonna do?
Probably murder.
Probably murder! Next we got Fish have fun!
The Covenant religion from Halo.
Which is, are those, is that the alien?
That is the aliens, yeah.
Hey, I got you, Rem. You wanna know what that singily mouth do?
My dear old mum!
The Seven from Game of Thrones, there you go.
Murdering dragons. And last but not least, we got Blue Baron 15.
You're going to get, the Jedi Order from Star Wars, obviously.
Because it's not about the size of the saber. It's about the feeling of it burning through your flesh. If you want to reach out for a comment, question, feedback, or recommendation, you can tweet us at AnimeConPod on Twitter or send an email over onto animeoutofcontext@gmail.com.
I love how you can really tell Remington knows nothing about Star Wars.
Look, I know about real religions, fictional religions. I'm pretty clueless, gang.
Hey, would you prefer that I stuck with the real religions?
Honestly, probably. I would have appeared both smarter and funnier if you had.
Well, excuse me for trying to be, you know, culturally sensitive.
How dare you?
But with that, thank you all so much for tuning in. We love and appreciate you very, very much. And as always, don't fuck your sister.
Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do.